Hi, I'm Nicola Cairncross and you're listening to the Money Gym podcast, where I interview successful entrepreneurs and investors and ask them if they could go back in time and give their younger selves one big tip about money, what would it be? I really hope you enjoy the show. Mark Mawinney is the man behind Natural Born Coaches, the hit daily podcast featuring successful coaches sharing their top tips to help support the worldwide coaching community. He's a lifelong entrepreneur who began his coaching business after starting several other companies, including one that grew to 100 employees. His passion and specialty is helping other coaches build successful businesses by defining their target markets, implementing systems to better manage their time and make more sales. When he launched the Natural Born Coaches podcast, the show became an immediate hit, making it into the iTunes New and Noteworthy category in its first week of release, and greatly exceeded the average downloads for new podcasts. The show can be found at naturalborncoaches.com. Mark's on a mission to help coaches spread their message and their value to as many people as possible. Let's see what Mark's got to say on the topic of money, shall we? So we're on section now. So you obviously, I've got no idea what kind of a background you came from, whether it was, you know, comfortable or poor or whatever, but you started making money quite quickly as a real estate agent, I can imagine.
Yeah, talk about probably 6 months of long hours. I was probably making the equivalent of third world wages in the first 6 months, you know, where I was working 80 hours a week and, you know, was looking at. But then it just sort of, the dams broke probably 6 months into real estate. Then it really started to come. So, my background was very middle class up until I was a young adult. And then through my 20s was very good just from that real estate end of it. And then went through a dip at, 31 or so when I went through that closure. Yeah. And now it's on the positive upswing, knock on wood. Once you've gone through having a lot of money and then having no money, it tends to humble you and you appreciate money a lot more. Yes, so I said, and that's one thing I'm very mindful of, today is I'm never going to take success for granted, because throughout my 20s, I was not that I really took it for granted, but I was so busy I didn't appreciate it as much as I should. So now with what's going on with the podcast, with my coaching and stuff, I'm like, you know what, I'm going to soak it in, because you never know. You know, you don't want to think negative, but you never know what may happen down the road, and you want to enjoy it while you can.
Yeah, the best thing, I mean, I came from a very working class background. I really did have money issues for a very long time, and scarcity issues and you know, not very abundant thinking and all that stuff. So that's why I started the Money Gym. They say you learn what you most want to teach, or you teach what you most want to learn best. So that's where the Money Gym came from, because I was on my own personal mission. So when you say that you appreciate it now, does that mean that you manage it better, that you look after it more?
Probably do, yeah. And I know what a lot of people that are into financial coaching and teaching and talk about abundance, everything else, say that you have to pay attention to money. I sort of take the approach, I think it was in Wall Street 2, the sequel, there with Gordon Gekko.
Oh, yeah.
When he kind of said money never sleeps, and basically if you don't appreciate her, she could be gone when you wake up. So
that's such a great analogy to talk about your money as if it was.
Gordon Gekko has some amazing quotes, you know. Not talking greed is good, but he has a couple other great quotes about one of them. No, if you ever have a chance to Google nobody likes a crybaby, it's in the sequel when he's made this comeback. He's counseling someone on the phone and basically says, it's kind of like first grade, Jerry. You know, you don't run when it or cry when it hurts, or run away. Basically, I'm paraphrasing here. He says nobody likes a crybaby. You just stick in for the turns and basically wait it out. So yeah, Gordon Gekko's got some amazing quotes in those movies. But yeah, that's the way I think I am now with money, is I tend to treat it differently than I did back then, and definitely appreciate it more too once you've gone through hard times.
Yeah, you do. But the interesting thing was, when I lost everything, I learned how to be happy. So I don't think I'd have learned that lesson if, you know, happy in the moment and grateful for what I've got. And I don't think I'd have learned that if I hadn't lost everything.
Well, that's true. But I've had money and I've had no money, and I prefer having money.
Well, that's right. Especially as you look after it more now. Now, so do you invest in anything yourself? Do you invest in real estate or any alternative investments?
No, I mean, I have invested in real estate. I really pulled back a few years ago. Our market here is has gone through a real adjustment, and I mean, like much of the world since 2008, but North America, and in particular where I'm at in this market in Eastern Canada, is really probably not ideal for investing in real estate. Tell you the truth, what making a comeback and getting back into coaching, most of my investing went into myself. I know that sounds kind of weird if people say, what are you doing for mutual funds and all the other stuff? When it comes to seminars, coaching programs, I have several coaches that I hire with specific things. So I mentioned a webinar coach. I've got someone helping me with a product launch, stuff like that. And some people look and say, well, gee, that doesn't pay interest or what's the rate of return? They want to see something physically on paper. I would argue that you get a much better rate of return if you're investing in yourself with some of those things. And I'm sure you probably find the same thing with some of the coaches and mentors that you've had.
Oh yeah, I mean, I paid a lot of money to go to America last year, and actually, to be fair, I did round up a load of clients who wanted me to go, and they helped to pay for it. So,
Yes.
but that was worth every penny. And I invested in a traffic Facebook ads course a couple of years ago, and I've got, oh, I can't even tell you how many times return on investment on that. So yeah,
Right.
it helps.
Yeah.
And if you know, it's all about not just buying the gadget or the object or the training, but actually putting it into action. That's what makes the difference.
Well, that's it. I've bought courses before, and this is comes back to the whole thing where I don't believe coaches should discount or give free services like we were talking about before. When I bought a course last year from Derek Halpern, Social Triggers,
Oh, yes.
and it was a course. Now it was a blogging course. I think it was Start Your Blog Right was the name of it. But I took it, and it sat on my virtual shelf for months, just because I was tied up with other things. And you know, and then I basically kicked myself in the pants, and I said, Mark, you've paid, I forget what it was, $300 or something for it. You got to take it. Now, if it was free, it would probably still just be sitting there, and I wouldn't have actually dove in. And I was so glad that I took it. He's got some great stuff in there about niching, just things, even though it's specific to blogging, that could be applied to podcasting or to coaching businesses. And that's the importance of charging something, is that people will invest their energy and time into it.
You've been listening to Nicola Cairncross on the Money Gym podcast. If you'd like to find out more about the Money Gym and how we can help you become more financially intelligent, just come on over to themoneygym.com. We'll see you over there.